isi rabim godlu ve'shiro mintol shehitu le'akum. I saw many people who became wealthy because they were able to fool non-Jews. They took advantage of them. Velo hitzlichu, but eventually, he said, they were not successful. V'yordu nichseyem litimoyon, and their property and their wealth eventually was destroyed. V'lo hinichu achareyem brocha, and they left no blessings to their families. And I saw Rabbi Masher Kichu Hashem ve'gziruto so'akum, many who had the sake of God's name in mind, and they returned whatever the non-Jew had given them by error. V'godlu ve'eshiru v'itzlichu, and they eventually became great and successful. V'inichu yisrom lo l'aleihem, and they were able to leave over inheritances to their children. That the only, it's almost the only place in his whole parish that he had something to say except for the notes, because it shows us again what type of personality he was and what type of personality Lithuanian Jews were. To them, that played an enormously strong role in their lives. So you had that combination of intellectual honesty and of a very strong moral streak. Plus you had the fact that they had this wry, dry sense of humor, and that they were very poor. If you put all of that together, you have some sort of picture of who they were. Now the Gaon did many things in his life. I want to speak to you about a number of them. Firstly, the Gaon of Vilna went over all of the texts that we have, and he corrected the texts, and he corrected them basically on the basis of scholarship and intuition. And the great, I mean, not the great, but the, what has happened is that many of the original texts, we have since found them in libraries throughout the world. And whenever we find an old original text, we see that the Gaon was unerringly correct in changing the printing, the printed text, into what the real text was. The what we would call the scientific edition of texts, the Gaon undertook that. He undertook it for the Talmud, for the Yerushalmi, for the Tosefta, for the Zohar, for all the Midrashim, for the Shulchan Aruch, for Rashi. A monumental task. And he undertook it and he accomplished it. In fact, as I'll mention to you in a moment, the Gaon himself had a fascination with libraries and with ancient manuscripts and texts in order to get the correct text. His disciple, again, Reb Chaim Volozhin, says that when the Gaon had to make a change in the Talmud, he said he would fast before he would make the emendation. Because the easiest thing in the world is to change the text to conform to your idea. And many scholars do so regularly. And after a while, that becomes a charade. It becomes something that that is terribly inaccurate. It's just the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish. So the Gaon would fast to have heaven's support in the change that he was about to make in the correction of the text, etc. When the Gaon was in his 30s, he undertook a trip which was not uncommon in his time. The trip was to go into Golis. Many great people disguised themselves as ordinary schnorrers, beggars, and took a walking stick in hand.